SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
If you have a pet, regular visits to the veterinarian or the vet are an important part of keeping your special family member healthy and safe.
Part of owning a pet is that sometimes things go wrong when you least expect it. Remember that everybody at the vet loves animals, so they're very happy to give your pet lots of cuddles or listen to your instructions about what your pet likes best.
This is Australia Explained, and I'm your host, Melissa Compagnoni. In today's episode, you'll find out all you need to know when visiting the veterinary clinic in Australia, including routine checkups, emergency care, and how to prepare for your appointment. Being a responsible pet owner means providing your pet with food, exercise, training, a safe home, and regular veterinary care to help keep them healthy. With nearly three quarters of Australian households having a pet, for many people, they're considered an important part of the family. Like Vera Sito's 13-year-old Labrador, Jockey.
Oh, he's 100% a member of the family. He's not like family, he is family. And I guess like for us humans, it's really important for a professional to keep an eye on their health. So the annual checkup is a good chance for the vet to check their general health, give them their vaccination, talk about any questions that you might have.
As vet Dr. Diana Barker explains, pets can be very good at hiding their health problems.
So regular checkups can alert vets to those subtle changes that you might not see, but also gives you an opportunity to discuss preventative care for your pet. Having that relationship also helps minimise any stress or anxiety that your pet might have going to the vet. So they might get used to the vet a little bit more than just sort of arriving when they're unwell.
Preventative care includes vaccinations, parasite prevention, and dental care to help prevent diseases before they occur. Diagnostic testing can also help detect any signs of illness early. There are a few things you can do before your visit to the vet clinic, says veterinarian Dr. Ryan Ong.
It's easy to forget all the concerns that you have, so usually try and write it down beforehand if you can. You know, if you're worried about things like changes in behavior, eating, drinking habits, including any recent medications that your pets may be on.
When booking an appointment, explain the reason for your visit and let the clinic know about any specific needs for your pet, as Ms. Sito explains.
Whether that's helping us get our pet into and out of the car, whether it's making sure that they've got more space in the waiting area, they can be very helpful to make sure our pet has as positive an experience as possible at the vet.
Dr. Barker says there may be ways to help different species cope with unfamiliar surroundings.
The cats, it can be useful to try to book in a quiet time of the day because cats can get a little bit stressed and anxious if there are lots of dogs around. Remember that everybody at the vet loves animals, so they're very happy to give your pet lots of cuddles or listen to your instructions about what your pet likes best. They may ask that you put your dog on the scales, and usually cats are weighed in a consult room.
Once you're in the consultation room, Dr. Barker says the vet will ask questions while performing a physical examination of your pet.
This includes checking your pet's eyes, ears, teeth, checking their coat, listening to their heart and lungs using a stethoscope, having a feel of their abdomen to see if we can feel anything inside, checking their joints as well. The last bit is often taking the temperature.
Your appointment is also an opportunity to raise any concerns about your pet's health. The vet can discuss treatment options with you.
The veterinarian is forming a picture about what might be going on for your pet. At this point, they will generally offer you a variety of options, which may include further testing or some medication trials.
After the consultation, the vet will dispense any medications, which you can collect at reception, where you can also pay the invoice. Veterinary emergency centres with specialised equipment are also available in many areas if your pet unexpectedly becomes ill or is injured, as Dr. Ong explains.
It might also include things like accidents or injuries or perhaps vomiting and severe diarrhea, especially if there's blood coming out, trouble breathing, seizures, collapse. If you suspect that perhaps your pet has eaten something toxic, and in Australia, snake bites are something that we always treat pretty urgently. So emergency hospitals are staffed by vets and nurses who are trained specifically in emergency and critical care.
If you have an urgent concern about your pet, Dr. Ong recommends ringing the Veterinary Emergency Centre for advice.
Give them a call before heading in, so that way they'll be prepared and ready for you. When you talk to them on the phone, they may give you some advice on how to safely transport your pet. Generally, cats and small animals should always be in a secure carrier. You can put a light cloth over the top of the carrier. Keep them calm. For dogs, if they can't walk or they've been in an accident or they have a fracture, you can use a blanket as a stretcher.
When you arrive at the veterinary emergency centre, the staff will triage your pet to determine how severe things are.
So the sickest animals are usually the ones seen first and not necessarily in order of arrival. And if they're concerned about anything, they'll seek permission from you to take your pet straight through to the treatment area. I know it can be a bit scary sometimes to be separated from your pet, but what they're trying to do is to make sure that they are looking after your pet and can quickly stabilize them and alleviate any pain if required.
The vet will explain any recommended diagnostic tests and treatments and the expected costs. As a pet owner, you're responsible for any costs associated with your pet, including the payment of veterinary fees at the time of your visit, as Dr. Barker explains.
Part of owning a pet is that sometimes things go wrong when you least expect it. It is always worth talking to your family to have a plan about the financial responsibility for your pet and having in a contingency about how you would pay for those costs.
If you have financial limitations around what you can spend on your pet's care, it's important to voice this to vet staff in a respectful way. Veterinary teams care deeply about pets. Kind, respectful communication allows them to focus on your pet's care, collaborate with you, and then formulate the best decision for your pet. Pet insurance is also an option to help cover the cost of veterinary services, Dr. Ong says.
So with pet insurance, you pay your vet at the time of treatment. And then when we're discharged from hospital, you submit a claim to your insurer and you get reimbursed for the amount that you spend. And the additional benefit also is that it can take away some of the emotional pressure that comes when you're facing unexpected medical decisions.
Pets are valued family members that bring joy and companionship. And together with the help of your local vet, you can ensure that they have a happy and healthy life. Thanks for listening to this episode of Australia Explained, written and produced by Phil Chusak and mixed by me, Melissa Compagnoni. Australia Explained Managing Editor is Rosa Germian.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.
Subscribe or follow the Australia Explained podcast for more valuable information and tips about settling into your new life in Australia. Do you have any questions or topic ideas? Send us an email to australiaexplained@sbs.com.au.